gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court for January the 12th, 2009. And we'll begin our session today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold and the pledge led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. And we also ask that you lift up the Fusilier family today and be with them through this difficult times. And Lord, let it be known in our prayers and thoughts and condolences go out to them. We seek forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. God bless America. Under purchasing, item A, receive and file a contract with East Tex Utility Construction for the installation of 36 grinder pump units, electrical, and abandon existing septic tanks. This is in the amount of $81,155.94. Item B, receive and file a job order contract with Weatherproofing Technologies, Inc. for the removal of sheetrock in the dock area of Ford Park Arena due to Hurricane Ike damage in the amount of $2,199.19. Item C, consider and possibly approve professional contract with ICU Environmental Health and Safety for environmental consulting services for the fungal spore air sampling of air of Ford Park Arena Exhibit Hall in the amount of $2,600. Item D, consider for approval professional contract with ICU Environmental for these services in the Ford Park Pavilion concession stand for $800. Have motion for approval. Second. Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, receive and file oath for Jeff Greenway, Jefferson County Constable, Precinct 7. Item B, receive and file official oath for George Mitchell Woods, Jefferson County Sheriff. Item C, receive and file official oath for Charles L. Wiggins, Jr., Jefferson County Constable, Precinct 1. Item D, receive and file official oath for Leonard Gene Rockford, Jefferson County Commissioner, Precinct 2. And item E, consider approving the expenditure of provisional funds for appraisal fee and grant application fee for homes involved in the hazard mitigation grant buyout program. The per home cost will not exceed $323.75. The total expenditures are not to exceed $20,000 and will only be expended to the extent not reimbursable by FEMA or escrow funds. Is there a motion? Item F. Receive and file official oath for Joe QB Stevenson, Jefferson County Constable, Precinct 6. And okay, we have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider for approval purchase of replacement computer server at Ford Park. The estimated cost is $5,000. Funding for the purchase is from the 2002 Certificate of obligation proceeds. Item B, consider and approve payment to Dr. Walks for additional hours worked during Hurricane Gustav and Ike. Item C, receive and file auditor certification of revenue from intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the Sabine Neches Navigation District, approved on December the 15th, 2008, in accordance with Section 111.0107 of the Local Government Code, in the amount of $1,025. $25,491 for the exclusive use of establishing and operating a Marine Division under the direction of the sheriff. This additional revenue brings the total revenue for fiscal year 2008-2009 to $108,236,908. Item D, consider and approve budget amendment to establish Marine Division in accordance with the interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Sabine Neches Navigation District, approved on December the 15th, 2008. The total amendment of $1,025,491 brings the total budgeted expenditure for fiscal year 2008-2009 to $109,037,978. Budget for the Marine Division is for 75% of the fiscal year. See attached schedule for the details. Item E, consider and approve fiscal year 2008 budget amendment transfers for a county portion of Hurricane Ike, an additional amount for Ford Park. Item F, consider and approve budget transfer for Justice Court of Precinct 2 for extra help in filling a senior court clerk position. The amount is $20,000. Item G, regular county bills payment check number 309933 through check number 310250. Is there a motion on these?
Judge, I'll move for approval of all items listed under county auditor.
All right.
Judge, I have a question. I'll second, but I have a couple of questions. And
okay, we
I
have think a motion and a second.
The on D, it says, you said 109, it says 119 million. Is that right, Mr. Auditor?
Yes.
Did I misread it?
Okay.
Okay.
That's the total amount for the budget?
No, for the budget,
certifying new revenues for fiscal year 2008-2009 budget in item C, and that increases the bottom line of the budgeted revenues. Item D, if you approve this budget for the Marine Division, that will increase the bottom line of the budgeted expenditures in total for the county's general fund.
And I know everybody know during the budget process, I had a concern to make sure that we wasn't spending any funding out of the general fund. With the approval of the agreement, all funds for this division is coming out of that agreement. Am I right or wrong?
Correct. That's how we've talked about this Marine Division. Now that this is going to be a separate department division in the general fund's budget. That's why we separated it and kept it separate from the sheriff and the jail and that area, so we can track it separately, but the funding to pay for it comes from this intergovernmental agreement with Sabine Neches Navigation District, who in turn will be collecting the revenue from the different users of the waterway. And we will send them a either quarterly or monthly bill for the expenditures.
So, in essence, it's revenue neutral to the taxpayers of Jefferson
Correct.
County.
Yes.
The money's coming from the users that of the shipping that in the channel, collected by the Navigation District. The Navigation District then, in turn, pays Jefferson County for the expenses associated with that, providing that service.
Correct. We will bill them for actual expenditures.
If the income falls short of the expenses, what do we do in that scenario?
I believe the intergovernmental agreement has to where Sabine Natchez will adjust their collections to take care of that. And I want to say this is for 75% of the budget year.
Correct.
This
because starting this January 1.
Yeah, yeah. We would, you know, rebudget it next year and budget that same, you know, revenue to offset it.
If the funding go away, because that's my major concern, I want to make sure. If the funding go away, that division go away, like ASAP with the constable down in Port Arthur?
I know the ASAP agreement is written that way, but that will be commissioner's call to address that. You know, my understanding is, yes, if that revenue source has gone away, the court needs to revisit that to not have the Marine Division. I mean, as commissioner, it's y'all's call to establish this Marine Division. The revenue is there from this intergovernmental agreement to fund it. And Judge, we anticipate it to be there.
Yeah. Judge, if I may, Randy Reese and Clayton Henderson are here representing the Navigation District, and our sheriff and Chief Hobbs are here. And if it was not for these four people, then I'm not sure we would be here today voting on this. It could have been hung up in bureaucratic rules and regulations and squabbles forever, but because these two groups were willing to work together and along with Commissioner's Court, it's become a reality, and I think everyone in Southeast Texas is going to be better off for it, safer for it. We certainly cannot allow our Sabine Natchez waterway to become an easy target for terrorists, and I congratulate every one of y'all for the work you've done. You've been working on it a long time now, and it's finally coming to fruition. I congratulate you.
I will echo Commissioner Domain's thoughts, but I also, as a citizen and also as a member of this court that set the budget, my major concerns were is make sure that we do not put another burden on the taxpayers, that we may have other means to provide those services. And I will make sure I'm always staying straightforward to make sure it's known how I feel about that, because they put us here for a reason.
And with the separate department division, and I've talked with the sheriff, we'll be tracking, you know, all the expenses that go through and any type of expenses as individuals are moved out of that department into the Marine Division, so you'll have a clear accounting of it.
And that was the last thing I noticed in that agreement was that they have the right to contest expenditures. So with that, there must be some kind of agreement of what is appropriate expenditures and not, correct?
Yes.
One other quick question, and I'll let this go to a vote, but the interlocal agreement does not preclude or keep the county or the Navigation District from seeking grant funds or something that would also support this initiative. Is that correct? There's nothing prohibitive in there that would keep that from happening. So when we're saying
not
money,
that I'm aware of, because okay. You know, we're looking
we right want to keep that door open if those funds should become available through Homeland Security or some other means, that we can still go out and seek those funds for replacing future equipment as it, you know, depletes and things like that.
Actually, because of the efforts of our sheriff and Chief Hobbs, we've already received a helicopter worth well over $1 million in related equipment.
I think if you look at most of the budget, it's salaries and then the maintenance and the supplies. And normally those on a grant, they will be looking at specifically infrastructure and things like that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We do have those funding.
Just want to make sure that window was still open.
Excuse me, Judge.
Yes, sir.
Chief, would that coexist with the Coast Guard, and how would y'all work hand in hand on that? Okay, would we be duplicating some services? But I know it enhanced security. But
I don't believe it would be a duplication of service. It provides a consistent law enforcement presence, which, you know, they are not.
Yeah.
They can enforce state laws, but we train with them constantly, and we'll continue to do that. We do.
Right. And I didn't mean duplication in a negative sense. I mean enhancing is what I meant. So thank you, sir.
Actually, the Coast Guard was one of the driving forces initially to ask everyone to sit down and start working together, because they realized that their capabilities simply would not take care of the security of that waterway, and they very badly needed the Sheriff's Department and the Navigation District to join in that effort, and they're going to complement one another, with our Sheriff's Department Marine Unit concentrating on the law enforcement issues and the Coast Guard concentrating on the marine safety issues, so it should be a good marriage. Mr. Fountain, I didn't mean to slight you. You've done a lot of work on this, and I appreciate it.
You have, Chief Hobbs, the sheriff, and the gentleman from the Navigation District have covered this about tight.
Anything further? All in favor of those items under County Auditor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Engineer, item A, execute, receive, and file amendment number 3 to cooperative research and development agreement between U.S. Army Engineer Research and Development Center Coastal and Hydraulics Laboratory and Jefferson County. This amendment will extend additional Keith Lake Fish Pass work from December 31st, 2008 to December 31st, 2009. Item B, request approval to release retainage to Jamel Smith Construction for Ford Park Arena glazing of 2 doors and reinstallation of 2 louvers due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $167.67. Item C, consider and possibly approve a final plat of Dogay's Diamond D Ranch, Phase 1, with commercial track 1 through 9, Block 1, lots 1 through 20, Block 2, lots 1 through 9 being a 51.38 acre subdivision out of the James Gurish Junior League A-25 and the James Gurish Senior League A-24 in Jefferson County. Property is located in Precinct 1. Is there a motion on these items?
I'll make the motion, Judge, and I'd like to comment as well.
Okay,
I'll second.
Motion and a second.
One thing, and I don't see Mr. Dugay here or anybody representing that organization. Oh, come on up. First, I just want to say, you know, being that this is located in Precinct 1, my precinct, I'm delighted that Mr. Dogay and his associates have invested their time and energy and money into developing this project. I think it's going to be a very worthwhile addition out on the west side of the county, and to my knowledge, one of the first ones out in the rural area in quite some time. So we appreciate you doing that. Secondly, there was a list of items that were to be corrected, I believe, and it was the letter in order for this plat to be approved as is. And the letter was originally drafted to the city of Beaumont, and we would like a copy of that letter addressed to the county as well, so that we will have that as a permanent file record on that plat. So I just would like to, for purpose of public record, make that known that that will be included in the final approval of this plat. But do you have any comments you'd like to say?
I would say my name is Don King with Fitz and Shipman Engineers.
I'm sorry,
we
Don.
Were the, we're the engineer and surveyor of record for this project. So, you know, we are aware of the, you know, like I say, the list, and we will duly address that to the county commissioner to get that in your records. And otherwise, we appreciate your consideration for this plat.
Thank you for all the work that y'all did on it as well.
Good thing.
Ready for the question, Judge.
Okay.
Other comments?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for December 2008, including the year-to-date total earnings of county funds. Item B, execute pledgee agreement form from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston for the funds of Jefferson County. Item C, execute a pledge agreement form from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston for Jefferson County District and County Clerk Trust Fund. There a motion on these three items? Motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Item A, under risk management, considering possibly approve renewal of commercial crime policy effective January 1, 2009 with Great American Insurance at a flat annual renewal rate of $4,300. Is there a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. We need to discuss our next meeting date. Next Monday, the 19th, is a county holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And what saith the court?
Do we need to meet next week, Mr. Auditor? Mr. Engineer, Mr. Attorney, anybody?
There is an issue at the airport. I think, didn't we schedule receiving of bids or something, something to do with? Okay, all right. Okay, that can wait.
Take a pass. Next week, good.
Find me. That will be
26th.
The 26th. Okay. Do we have a motion? Have a motion and a second? Got a second?
I don't think we can do that as an action item. It's just discussion only.
Yeah. You just set the date.
That's too much authority. I can't do that.
But we concur.
I get nervous. Okay, it'll be on the 26th of January.
We got you back.
Okay, baby. That's comforting. We're adjourned.